The rent subsidy bill had been scuttled without an opportunity to do any work on it. Some sort of blunder, some legislative maneuver that I did not understand. Lyndon's face darkened. He thought he'd have every chance to win. At least he wanted to fight for it. At that moment, the speaker called, with some of the leadership with him. But the whole machinery of departure was already in motion. Doctors, nurses, press, and Lyndon did not talk. On the way out, we stopped in a ward, full of Marines wounded in the fighting in Vietnam. Those that could stand, one in a wheelchair, gathered around Lyndon, most of those in bed, propped upon the elbows. What followed was as touching a 5 minutes as I ever remember. Lyndon spoke very simply and very movingly of how proud he was of them all. And when I feel pretty blue at night and I issue the orders that you carry out, I do it with a heavy heart. And then, whenever we cease to love it, our country, and whenever we cease to be willing to die for it, and whenever we are willing to throw in the towel, why then some other society will come along and take us over. I could not read the expression in the eyes of all of them. There was tense interest everywhere, and in many, I believe, strong feeling, and it was good. I could not hold back a tear. And then we wheeled and started down the corridor fast, and out the door, saying goodbye to all the hospital brass on the steps. They've all been so wonderful to us. And then, up on the left, we heard voices, and there were streamers stuck out the windows in heads and hands. Good luck, Mr. President, from the boys in 4C. Vietnam OK. Good luck from Ward 4D, LBJ. They were waving and shouting, "We're with you. The military is behind you." Lyndon called back, "They fix me up. I'm in good shape. Now you get well." So this was the end of our 13 days. A blessed end, and we were thankful. Back in the shining, clean White House, I had lunch with Lyndon and some of the staff, and then departed for an afternoon of those necessary chores. Dr. Turchin, bless him, he'd given some blood to a children's hospital as an expression of gratitude for Lyndon's good recovery, and working with Bess on the list, and with Ashton, and a permanent with Mr. Pear, and finally back home after 7. Dr. Hallenbeck had dinner with us. The most restrained man I know, a very credible man. I think I would believe anything he told me. It had not been a good afternoon for Lyndon. He'd gone to the office instead of staying a sensible hour or two, had apparently stayed a long time, with nothing but bad news and failure, and it showed in his disposition.